Alright, you guys might only be in the 9th grade, but I've seen a lot out of you that's made me proud. And in the next hour and 45 minutes that we have together, we need to get one good practice in before the
big game.
Yeah, the big game, which is the, you know, the loser's round of the sectional championship.
Damn.
I started recording. Yeah. I started recording for that bit. That sounded like it would go somewhere.
I have. It says NFL alumni. I don't know why. But yeah, no, you had a different youth basketball coach vibe. Mine was more like, y'all got to get your heads out of your fucking asses. And start playing with some purpose. What the fuck are you even doing out there?
Sir, this is what my parents have me do so I stay off the streets and don't do drugs. I don't know. I'm 14.
All right, if your parents are still making you play sports at 14,
yeah,
you got problems.
My dad was a good player, and he said I can be just like him. Your dad's a fucking loser. He's an accountant.
I played with your dad. He rode the goddamn bench.
Your dad got no pussy in high school.
Jesus Christ.
There's a reason he didn't have you until he was in his early 30s.
Wow. You are calling out a lot of people right now, Andrew, and I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. I'm in this and I don't like it.
Oh, wow. I see myself here, huh?
Oh, damn it. Lucas, right. Did you play basketball from the time you were, like, young, or when did you start?
Yeah, like, fourth grade.
Damn, yep. Mm-hmm. And Andrew, when did you quit?
Eighth grade. I played in eighth grade, and that was the last year.
Did not do high school.
That was when I finally told my dad, like, I know you want me to make you proud and shit, but this isn't working, man. Because he was the coach.
Yeah, I remember the story, so.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have the coordination, Dad. I don't have the height or the ball skills. He was like, yeah.
He acknowledged it. Look, I hope you weren't doing this for me, because I have been ashamed of you at every turn. I've been tolerating it because I thought you had love for the game, but now that I know... Yes, please stop.
You weren't turning anything around with this, son.
There are other ways you could make me proud, son. You're going to get a bunch of bitches in high school? Oh, bro, no.
You did okay. What about you? Went to prom as a freshman. What? Wait, what?
No, we're not doing this.
I was wondering. This is going to get to a place here.
You were killing it in high school, Andrew, just like we are killing it on January 20th, 2021, on the 206th episode of the Quarantine Cast. Joe Biden's presidential inauguration happened, and pretty uneventful?
Yeah, ridiculously uneventful.
Right?
So I'm going to go to my bit where I'm talking about the sun.
What?
No. It just came up in my head, and I kind of want to squeeze it in there before we completely leave the topic.
Go for it.
You know how the sun has fusion at the center, right?
What's the deal with fusion?
And that's pushing out.
Yeah.
And then, because of the sun's intense gravity and how heavy it is, it's also pulling in.
Mm-hmm.
And those two forces are, like, in perfect balance so that the sun doesn't either, like, fizzle away into nothingness or... like, come in on itself and implode and turn into a supernova or whatever, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was me in high school, where I had this outward force of making my dad proud by, like, yeah, being, like, a three-sport athlete and, yeah, like, I guess having a girlfriend or something. That's pushing out. And then there's, like, the shame and making him the opposite of proud of, like, being a gamer and like being into Lord of the Rings and like these things were pushing against each other in a very good balance where nothing ever went wrong. There was never an excess of pride and there was never a buildup of just pure hatred.
I You know what? That's good. That's where it should be. If I ever have kids someday, I pray to God they are not exactly like me. And there's enough that, like, I have enough in common where I can have a conversation with them, but also they are distinct, interesting individuals.
That's fair. Mm. I mean, my dad just played football, so, like, yeah. Okay. Already with basketball and baseball and everything, it was a little, like, outside of the realm, for sure. So, but yeah, no, that was just what I was thinking when you were talking about, like, oh, I'll make you proud other ways. And I was like, yeah. But also make, like, disappoint you in other ways.
Stepping up to the mound, it's Ryan, I'm better than you, Dad Holtz.
Didn't say that. Huh? I just said, was definitely not him.
Huh?
So, yeah. Anyway, inauguration?
Yeah. Pretty chill. Boring.
Yeah.
Trump didn't attend, but he's a piss baby and was never going to, so.
Yeah, we knew this.
Yeah.
I saw. Did you guys see the copium on the 4chan or like QAnon forums and stuff, where everyone's just like, "Guys, what time is this all supposed to happen? Like, when's the Trump declaring martial law
happening? Yeah,
yeah. Trump was supposed to declare martial law and be president for life. Like, when's that happening? And like, then he got sworn in as all the Republicans looked on. They're like, guys." And yeah, then they were like, what's the next day that we're looking forward to? Because like, no. Ever since November 3rd, there were like various dates where they were like, this is the time that things are finally going to not happen. And then, you know, 1-6 was a big one where they were for sure that that was the date. And then when it didn't happen then.
Well, no, it happened. Like, inauguration. They just failed. Like,
and it failed miserably, yeah. And then, yeah. So then it was like, inauguration! Trump will just declare martial law and no, they won't remove him. And then that didn't happen. And now we have a new president.
I think it was a single guy, like just one dude showed up at the Capitol today to protest for Trump, and that was it.
Hell yeah.
Well, because all the other ones got arrested.
Yeah.
All the ones got arrested and did not get pardoned, even though they, I'm pretty sure in their heads, were like 100% were getting pardoned.
No. The only people that got pardoned were, you know, hundreds of white-collar criminals.
His cronies. The ones that are actually, like, his people. That he also actually gives a shit about.
Also, I think a small-town Illinois mayor who got caught sports gambling or something, but is related to a football player. I don't know.
Brian Urlacher's brother, right?
Yes.
And then Brian Urlacher has been, like, a fervent Trump supporter for the last year, and everyone was like,
yeah. Calling in a favor there?
Well, I mean, like, he's getting paid. This is not a, like, a disputable fact. Like, Trump and his friends are making money because they are then, like, pardoning people. You know, if you have a friend or a family member that's in jail for a white-collar, you know, whatever, if you're just a rich person with someone in jail, including Lil Wayne, you pay a lobbyist a bunch of money to try to convince Trump to pardon them. And then that lobby group takes that money and gives some of it to Trump and his friends to say, like, pardon Lil Wayne. Or Brian Urlacher's brother, or Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I, so much of this of Trump's presidency can be defined by, this mechanism of our government is supposed to be used this way, but in this instance, it's like the pardoning is supposed to be used for like petty shit, like pot smoking grandmas and junk, or diffuse tense political situations or social situations that you don't want to pass on or to be dragged out even longer. And this is the fact that they're just buying pardons from Trump is
expected.
Yeah, expected. Yeah. And also some king shit. We fought a couple of wars to keep this from happening, but
that's on some king shit.
Not that kind of king shit. Yeah.
You dropped this, king. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I necessarily agree that no presidents before Donald Trump have abused the pardon. Like, there's been some.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, literally, all you have to do is look at like Gerald Ford and be I mean,
no, but this is it. It probably has happened.
This is egregious.
Yes,
it's just this. all of these cases are very, very bad. And yeah, there's like almost 200 of them.
Yeah. Oh, well. Honestly, at this point, I'm moving on. I'm ready to impeach the fucker, obviously. Yes.
Yeah.
That vote absolutely should happen. I don't think he'll be convicted by the Senate, but still. It'll be cool to continue with that.
Do we know if they can impeach him after he declares another presidential campaign?
They can impeach... No, not later. They have to continue this current trial.
Yeah, since he's already impeached, this can take as long as it needs to. They could not impeach him a third time because he's not president anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know that they couldn't impeach him for a different, like, separate crime that he committed while he was in office. I don't know that for a fact. There might just not be any precedent for it, which does...
Right, yeah. Because...
It has kind of happened a lot lately.
We discovered this term that apparently the president just can't be charged with a crime. Yeah. That's a thing we learned, like, 2 years ago.
But the precedent that they're working off of for this impeachment trial has already been established. Like, there has been someone who was impeached and convicted after they left office. Was it like a Secretary of War or something weird like that? I don't know. There was some U.S. government official that was impeached and then removed after they had left office already.
Yeah.
So there is precedent for convicting him. And if they convict him, they could attach special terms, such as you cannot serve in office anymore. And those special terms actually are only a simple majority to pass.
Oh.
So if he were convicted, it would be very likely that he could be banned from ever running for president or like federal office again. So that's something.
What about state office? Like, what if he like runs to be governor of Florida? No, I know who gives a fuck.
It would be awful. And yeah, Florida would deserve him if they voted for him, but yeah. It's just not the same.
Isn't the state of Florida trying to kick him out right now? I thought I saw something about that.
West Palm Beach, in particular, doesn't like him, but I don't know that he necessarily...
So the parts of Florida that matter. Even in
West Palm Beach, he is. West Palm Beach is all of Florida.
Well, we dragged Orlando pretty hard yesterday.
Finger on the pulse of the state, West Palm Beach.
Yeah. The cultural center of Florida.
You got Miami.
Where old white people retire.
You got Miami. You got Disney World, West Palm Beach.
Definitely not.
Disney World incorrect. Is a city with voting power.
And also West Palm Beach is like a retirement community for billionaires. Like it's not a hubbub or a hub, I guess. Every city, Tallahassee, Tampa, Daytona Beach, all that shit.
Okay.
West Palm Beach is just a tiny little shitty village where rich people go to die.
I'll give you Daytona Beach if only because part of Talladega Nights
was going there.
Put them on the map. Yeah.
I was thinking Spring Break.
Oh, that's true.
Cultural. There's so much culture. David Attenborough voice. And here we witness the adolescent college student. In their natural habitat. The mating ritual has begun.
This is the bar stool where Scotty Donkey Punch McGrubin invented butt chugging.
Is that what David Attenborough does? Like history? Documentaries? Who does history? Like John Hamm? Hasn't he done history narration? Mike Rowe? I think does history.
Yeah,
narration.
Mike Rowe does actually do a weird amount of history narration.
I'm trying to think. So yeah, I guess I don't know. I can't do a good John Hamm.
Nah.
It's kind of proper.
John Hamm is kind of non-distinct a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sure someone could do a good John Hamm if they were talented.
Because I feel like getting a John Hamm impression down kind of necessitates the visual aspect of someone who has then dressed and styled their hair like John Hamm, so that when he does the very, very like bland but like proper voice, they're like, oh yeah, that's John Hamm. Whereas if they didn't see him, they're like, that could be anybody.
Yeah, that's just how, why are you talking weird? Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you just did a like a Don Draper impression and did Don Draper's mannerisms, then it would just be everyone like, oh, it's John Hamm, that's cool. But yeah, like, real life John Hamm is not like Christopher Walken or something, where it's like there are very distinct mannerisms and patterns of speech that you can follow. Like, it's just kind of a guy. So yeah, he does All or Nothing on Amazon, the NFL documentary, is really good.
Oh.
And he is he's a pretty decent narrator for that.
Is he a football guy, or did they just bring him on for it?
I'm assuming he's at least somewhat into it. I feel like you can't, there's enough football fans that you're bound to have professional, like, voiceover people that are into football.
I was about to say, there are broadcasters who they could tag them in a heartbeat if they... You don't think so? You don't think Romo's down?
I do not.
Okay.
See, Romo would be terrible. Like, that's the thing. Romo's whole appeal is, like, when he's live calling the games, and, like, his, like, exuberance and excitement, and, like, also, yeah, like, that his just sheer knowledge of the game. Not necessarily, like, his cadence and his flow and, like, the way that he's able to, like, present a narrative and stuff like that. Like, that's my main problem with, like, yeah, doing, like, a broadcaster. Like, the best broadcasters are either people like Tony Romo, where they're just, like, really excitable and really fun, and, like, you want to listen to them, or people like, what's his name? I'm really upset that I can't remember his name. He's the guy that gets really excited, but he also has, like, a crazy good voice.
I can't help you, man. I'm sorry.
Darn it. Now I'm really depressed. he did a call where he was, they did a flashback to another game, a football game, during their game. And then he started, like, calling the other game, like, and then his partner was just like, what game are you calling here? He's like, I'm calling both games! but it was pretty cool. He gets really excited. And he also does basketball. Is it Kevin Harlan? I think it's Kevin Harlan. So yeah, someone there. Like that. But then it's all just like his voice, you know, it's not necessarily his ability to properly convey the tone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kevin Harlan is who I'm thinking of. Or Marv Albert, who is only doing NBA games because he has a great voice and is so senile that he doesn't really call any of the games right.
Can we set up a Marv Albert bot? Do we have enough audio to work with?
We better. I mean, like, literally he'll be like, his famous thing is 4-3, and he'll do that and it'll just be like a mid-range jumper, like, from the free throw line. And he's just 4-3, and then he'll make it, and then it'll go up for 2, and he's like, and now they're saying that's a 2, and it's just like, dude, not even close. Or he'll just call out the wrong player. Like, or players that have been retired years ago. Like, he's lost it.
And what do you mean he scored 3 points? There's no such thing as a 3-point shot.
Yeah, that would get even rougher.
Yeah, this is already getting to a dubious territory that I'm not a fan of.
Oh. Yeah, but he's got a good voice, so they still has a job.
Huh? And we have good voices. We should get jobs. We're on podcasts. We have to have good voices.
Faces made for podcast.
Yeah. Hey.
Ha ha ha. Self-deprecating humor. Classic comedy.
This is a classic episode of the Quarantine Cast, and I'm sure that will continue as we do a clap sync and move on to the wacky post roll. Guys, I got some material for the wacky post roll. So, I received something in the mail, notification about the lawsuit that had been brought against Snapchat for them over repping their company prior to going public. And as somebody who bought Snapchat stock on the day it was made public, I can be looped into this class action lawsuit.
Yeah, me too.
So the estimate is that if this pays out, that everybody who purchased the Snap common stock from the federal settlement will be rewarded, and this is if everybody takes advantage of it, they will be awarded 55 cents. And if everybody who can claim it from the state settlement will be awarded 51 cents.
Nice.
I have since submitted my information to receive this. How much money do you think I'm actually going to get out of it?
I have no idea.
I actually tried looking into it, and I couldn't find any information about like how many people actually respond to class action lawsuits as claimants, which I also submitted my claim.
Take my money.
I did forget to do the state one. I did the federal one. I should probably do the state one as well.
It does both.
Oh, really?
If I recall correctly from the website I was on, like it's filed for both.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Then I won't do that. But, I mean, yeah, because not everyone is going to do it. For one thing, like, not everyone is going to be able to, like, even understand what's going on. It's a small little postcard written entirely in fine print. A lot of people are probably just going to throw it away. But then also, like, who's going to take the time to fill it out? Like, I think there's a good chance that we might get a couple of bucks.
Right.
If they settle for less, though, does your money go down? Like, is the settlement guaranteed for a certain amount?
Or I think it's already been settled.
Right.
Oh, so the amount is
set.
One amount.
They did the division, and if everybody files, this is what the disbursement will be. But if fewer than everybody file, people will get more money.
What was the total amount?
Between Fed and state, $1.06. Fuck me.
No, I mean, what was the total amount that they settled for?
Oh, that I don't know. That might not be on the postcard.
I feel like they should have that on there.
Snap will pay or cause to be paid $154,687,500 in cash to the Fed court and $32,812,500 in cash to the state court.
And then you see, as the lawyers probably took a 10% share, probably just made $20 million.
There you go.
Where the real money is.
I mean, I get, well, that's too much money, but also this has been, like, I think, like a 4-year case for them.
I'm sure.
Nah.
$20 million.
Also true.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of money.
That was my wacky shit. You guys got anything to end this pretty decent day on a high note, actually?
It's not the end of my day, so I don't know.
Oh.
It's like, what, 6 in the morning over by you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 3 a.m. here, man. I just woke up.
The end of the listener's day. I checked our demographics. A lot of people just, like, cozying into bed and then playing our podcast as they fall asleep. Our voices in their ear.
The dulcet tones of Ryan, Lucas, and Andrew.
Lulling them to sweet dreams and pleasant pastures.
By complaining about the rise of fascism in the United States. And,
and how our dads didn't love us.
Hey, it's okay, listener. We're your dads now, and we love you.
I'm your fucking mom.
I fuck your dad.
I just wanted an all-vegan salad app.
Sustainable palm oil? How about unsustainable palm oil?
Lard. We're just doing lard now. Yeah, I gotta rewatch that.
That's how I started 2021.
There you go.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Leave a comment, rating, review. Check us out on Instagram, our Patreon. Make a donation there. Would really appreciate it. We are on Instagram And, of course, we have the Act Blue link in the description down below if you'd like to help a collection of great causes. Also follow me on Twitter, @LucasDreider, for all of my writing. Thank you all, and good luck out there.